Greetings, fellow seekers, and welcome to The Global Entity, a blog, a movement, and now, finally, a podcast. Almost 2 years ago, I decided to uproot my life in Sweden to search for my purpose in life. Since then, I have been slow traveling Africa and sharing it through writing. I am Julia, your messy philosophical friend who believes that everyone has a purpose, and here I am searching for mine. By sharing my journey, I hope to ignite the spark of possibility within you, dear listener, because living through the heart isn't necessarily about dancing under the African sky. It's about embracing the wild, untamed beauty of your own existence. So hit that follow button and subscribe, because trust me, you won't want to miss a beat. Without further ado, let's dive into today's pose. Mabuneng after dark, gentrification versus local culture. The evolution of Mabuneng. While in Johannesburg, I've been staying in the artsy neighborhood of Mabuneng. In the language Sesotho, Mabuneng means place of light, and I can't think of a name more fitting nor more beautiful. I came here the first time in 2015, when the conceptualization of the up-and-coming art neighborhood was just in its beginnings. During the next 5 years, I got to observe firsthand how the neighborhood grew and expanded into a modern, creative, hipster area. Young artists, creators, dreamers, and entrepreneurs quickly flooded the former industrial spaces, turned into cute apartments. Obscure bars, cozy cafes, concept restaurants, markets, galleries, and murals are what you will find when you go to Mabuneng. My favorite thing to do here is people watching. There's no catwalk like Fox Street, the main road running through all of Mabuneng. Everywhere you look, there's either a photo shoot going on or some other creative project. Even the locals who are just existing, living their normal, everyday lives, dressed to impress. I sit in awe as I watch the people of Mabuneng walk around with their individuality creatively wrapped around them. This year, however, it is a less vibrant Mabuneng that welcomes me. Even though there's life, light, and people, it seems less loud and more gray. As I walk around trying to spot my favorite places and see what's new, it hits me how much is missing. My hangover souvlaki place, the amazing jewelry designer I always buy rings from, and my Sunday market is all gone, just to name a few. Just like in Durban, the pandemic put its mark here. Perhaps because economic baseline in Mabuneng seems to presuppose the presence of tourism, Mabuneng was hit hard during the pandemic. Balancing development and community values in Mabuneng. As the night drew closer, I noticed another change in the area. The clubs. When I was here last time, there was perhaps one club in all of Mabuneng. Now, 5 years later, it feels like there are at least two per corner. Between 9 p.m. and 3 a.m., the music is pumping, shaking all of Mabuneng and its inhabitants. Or perhaps was it always like this? Am I just getting too old/boring for this neighborhood? A local business owner says that the municipality used to regulate who and what kind of businesses got permission to move into Mabuneng. But with the economy going anything but well these last few years, they have become more lenient to what kind of businesses they allow, hence the excessive amounts of clubs. I have no doubt that Mabuneng will recover and start to blossom again, but I do wonder at what cost? It is apparent that the process that I've seen Mabuneng go through these past couple of years is gentrification and commercialization. Just like what's happening in Observatory, the previously affordable industrial apartments are now expensive due to the high demand of holiday homes and rising popularity of the area. On the one hand, Mabuneng is a whole lot safer than it used to be. When I first got here in 2015, it was only Fox Street that was safe enough to walk on. Today, Mabuneng's safe zones have expanded significantly, which can be seen as a positive effect of the changes tourism and development of the area has led to. On the other hand, all of my friends who previously lived in the area have now moved out, the main reasons being raised rents, too much noise at night, and the general sense that Mabuneng doesn't cater to the local individual. Which brings me back to the question, at what cost? At what cost will Mabuneng continue to develop? I am afraid that the neighborhood that I love so much will focus too much on the tourist market and forget to see the locals' needs. I'm afraid that if development continues like this, it will develop away the very essence of Mabuneng, the people. What gives me hope is knowing how many enthusiastic people in the Mabunang community are working tirelessly to come up with better and more sustainable solutions, long-term solutions, which are not just for the foreigners, wholesome solutions for the whole of Mabunang. Where to go kizomba dancing in Johannesburg? Let me tell you. Despite my low energy and poor health, I feel like I have some sort of balanced everyday life routine going on here. A very lazy, slow routine, of course. I don't want to strain myself. When I'm not chilling in Mabunang, I've been attending all of Baila Africa's dance events. On Mondays, there are Kizomba socials, and on Wednesdays, they host salsa evenings at the restaurant Carpe Diem in Santa. One Sunday a month, Baila Africa also has a dance party, but this time it's at the restaurant Pedro Portia. It feels great to be dancing so much. I'm even starting to feel like I know a few souls in this dance community. A night with Mabunang's finest, the creatives. When I get back to the backpackers last Sunday after yet another sweaty and funky Zomba evening, the after party of Curiosity's jazz evening was running hot. Since I've been dancing salsa and kizomba every Sunday since I got to Johannesburg, I have unfortunately missed the open jazz rehearsals that Curiosity hosts every week. This time, however, the party doesn't seem to want to stop. I've actually never seen the hideout bar this packed. It seems like every 20-something-year-old in all of Mabunang is here tonight. They are spilling over everywhere, out onto the street, up on the bar, onto the rooftop, and up on the tables. I catch a friend's eyes as she happily yells something at someone. She smiles when she sees me and waves for me to come over, but the table is full and I feel a bit overwhelmed from all the commotion. Trying to get away from some of the noise, I go out back into the courtyard of Curiosity. It is also packed, but at least the volume is less here. I end up melting together with one of the groups outside. It's a group consisting of mostly young, drunk men. They are happy and exhilarated from the performance that has just ended. After asking me 1,000 questions, trying to get my number, they give up. Somebody starts to beatbox, and pretty soon the whole group is swinging from side to side, cheering on the improviser. The quality of the impromptu rap battle varies. It's evident it was none of these guys up on stage earlier. But it doesn't matter. We laugh loads, and when somebody loses their thread, somebody else is eager to jump in and take over. A girl that I later learn is the singer Nonvuselo comes by and drops the smoothest, most magnificent bars that I have ever heard. She's cocky, her lyrics intelligent, and her rhythm unmistakable. The whole group goes crazy when she's done, and I feel a sense of pride that it was a girl that delivered the mic drop, especially in this context where men were taking the majority of the space. Suddenly, they are all turned looking at me. Sweden, Sweden, Sweden. They want me to rap. They want me to rap. Lol. I die inside as I realize the socially awkward situation I am in. In that very moment, I cannot think of anything worse than making a fool out of myself in front of all of these strangers. I cannot rap to save my life. On the other hand, I didn't want to kill the vibe. That would also be embarrassing. I realize if I don't want to be a party pooper and actually contribute to the amazing energy that has been created in this little group, I am going to have to get over myself and rap. I try to get out of it, but I realize the only way out is through. I start saying random words in Swedish. Nothing rhymes. Not all words are proper words, but it doesn't matter. I'm hitting the beat and everyone is hyping me up. When I finish rambling what is essentially a grocery list in Swedish, the group is ecstatic. Their enthusiasm and kindness makes me warm and safe. Everyone was well aware about how terrible my rapping was. I laugh as they ask me for one more. Have I not damaged your ears enough? When they insist, I surrender. They change the beat and I draw breath. The lyric that comes out I haven't listened to in years. It's my old teenage anthem, I din trappuppgång, by Stockholm Syndromet. I know it by heart. When I finish, the group explodes. One runs inside, the other one to the left and then back. In all the commotion, somebody starts another beat and somebody new starts rapping. The euphoria rushing through my body is overwhelming. I dared, and it was messy and imperfect and so much fun. After an hour or so, it starts to drizzle and their group becomes smaller as people go back inside. We all huddle close together under the stairs trying to protect each other from the rain. The rapping has stopped, but the conversation is loud and messy. Somebody shouts something that I can't really make out, but silence spreads in the group and a sense of anticipation. They are all looking at this one woman with the longest nails I have ever seen. The silence is pregnant with anticipation. When she starts to sing, I understand why. The woman is the artist Carlo Matlagnani. She has the voice that can be liked with Lauryn Hill and the deliverance that could make even the hardest of statues soft. The rain increases, but nobody wants to leave. Everyone is bewitched to the ground by this moment, enchanted by the presence her voice commands. The amount of talent that is held by this neighborhood is just mind-blowing. When the hideout bar closes, nobody wants the night to end. I have the same feeling, but I'm leaving Josie in less than 24 hours, so the rational choice here is to stay home and get some sleep. However, when they ask me to continue the party elsewhere, I happily accept. Why deny myself a proper Mabuning night? Outside, it's raining cats and dogs. We who have gathered outside look at each other as we take each other's hands and run out into the rain. It doesn't take long before we are recreating an MTV music video from the early 2000s. As we dance and goof around, I feel happy. I'm probably going to get the flu after this rain dance, but right now, that is not important. I mean, how often do you get the chance to play and live your best life? All right, guys, that was it for today. As some of you know, this blogcast is part of a larger travel platform that specializes in festivals and social sustainable tourism. If you want to check it out and join our community and get the latest news, the link to theglobalentity.com is in the bio. There you can also find my email address. If you have something to say, something to share, or maybe give me a tip, send me a few lines and let me know what you think. If you enjoy this blogcast and want to support what I do, please give it a great rating on your podcast streaming platform. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Afear Podcasts, and anywhere really where you get your podcasts. Have a great week and don't forget to dance. Sound and tech production today was Tawanda Joseph Mutsena. Author and producer is me, Julia Cervantes Anderson. See you next time.